The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The temperatures dipped as low as -7.5 last night with the widespread heavy frost right across the country. And as you know, a status orange weather warning was in effect for all of the country except for Donegal, and it expires around now. We're going to go to our reporters in a few minutes, but first I want to read some of the texts coming in. Dave here in Limerick, near Castletown, the road is frozen. You can't even walk, let alone drive down the road. Not a single car has passed the house. Extremely dangerous. Warnings are absolutely right. Should be red if it was up to me. No water or electricity since Saturday. Only came back last night. A very difficult few days. What is expected, says another, of giving a weather warning? And what do the government want to achieve by so doing? Is it so people can prepare, or is it so the county councils can be proactive? The only result I see is a panicked population who now wait constantly to be told what to do, rather than taking personal responsibility and preparing as best they can for not being able to travel or for power cuts or no water. I use the colour weather warnings to alert me to monitor my local weather app very closely to make an informed decision about maintaining access to various public premises. If I lived in an isolated area, I would have used the weather warnings to stock up for the week. Weather warnings prevent injuries and accidents, or people are more cautious. Prevention is better than cure. Keep up those weather warnings. My yard is like glass. I slipped, but I was warned, so I was cautious and prevented injury, thankfully. An orange warning means nothing, in effect. It's basically be very careful out there and make your own decisions, which is precisely what he is calling for it to be. No school or business is forced to close unless it's red. And in fact, the criteria for red are now so high, we're unlikely to see a red warning again for snow or cold. -10 for 3 days in a row has not happened since the Ice Age. What more does Padraig Tobin want? You can't put the liability on school principals. I went to a school 15 miles away. My roads were seriously bad, where the main roads were usually fine. Is a principal going to take responsibility for people dying on a back road because, in his opinion, it was safe to open? It has to be one for all for safety reasons. This is political point scoring and nothing more, says Jim. As a school bus driver for a national school, my school could remain open, but I cannot drive the mountainous routes or I would get stuck. None of my route is gritted or salted, and I don't get paid if I don't drive. Only if CIE say don't go do I get paid, so no pay for all of this week. Well, now we're going to join our Southern reporter, Jamie O'Hara. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Pat.
What are things like where you are?
Well, the daylight is bringing some improvement in temperatures, but it's still -2 here in Mallowpath. A low of -5, that was recorded outside the town at 6:30 this morning, and people will be hoping that this is the end of the very low temperatures and the orange warnings. Some people in the surrounding areas, they're still very isolated at the moment, still without water, still without power, but it's hoped the final homes in this area, covering parts of, you know, Cork, Tipperary, Limerick, and even into Kerry, will be reconnected to the power grid by the end of the day. Now, Mallow Fire Service, they were responding to a crash as the worst of the weather hit on Saturday night, and they had to cut their way through parts of the road as the weight of the snow had caused the branches on the trees at the side of the road to dip onto the road, making it impassable. And they just had encountered horrific conditions. And I was talking to station officer Jonathan Madden at Mallow Fire Station, and he was telling me that things have quietened down a bit for the fire service since the weather hit.
Now, I suppose the other people have taken over, the real heroes, like the normal volunteers. You have the civil defence, you have the Red Cross, Mallow Search and Rescue. The guards are playing a fantastic role with the civil defence. They're going around in jeeps. They've been assisting the guards, and they're going out to vulnerable people, you know, that are isolated, like beyond, long ways beyond Mallow and towards Limerick. There's people that have been out without power for 4 or 5 days and food. So that's the critical thing. But you've done the unsung heroes in their own local communities. I listened to it all day. The farmers with the tractor that are ploughing the roads, cleared for, they're going to town for the messages for people. Like, these are the people that just, community spirit just shows they all come together in such a time, you know. And just ask everyone to look out for their neighbours and make sure everyone is okay. And, you know, if you can contact the guards if you're worried about something, and they will organise the civil defence to take food or medicine out to these people, you know. But you have to kind of go through the guards to get the call initiated.
And that's Mallow Fire Service Station Officer Jonathan Madden speaking to Jamie O'Hara. Now we go to Tipperary Town next. Our chief reporter Barry White is there. One of the lowest temperatures in the country was recorded nearby overnight. Barry?
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Yeah, very, very cold here overnight. -8 was recorded at Limerick Junction, which is just 2 minutes outside Tipperary Town here. And it remained around -6 in the early hours of this morning. And it's currently -3 now. So still very, very cold here. But the roads, I drove from my hotel, which is about 10 minutes outside Tipperary Town this morning. The roads are fine this morning. Tipperary County Council have gridded around 1,000 kilometres of primary roads in the county. And they've been working around the clock gridding roads many times. So the roads are fine this morning, but the warning remains the same. From the Road Safety Authority, still assume that there's black ice on the roads. Here in Tipperary Town, Pat, it is very, very quiet. It's a ghost town. Some businesses are only opening now at 10. They're obviously allowing staff time to get to work because, you know, people living in the surrounding areas, those back roads, those rural roads are still almost impassable in some areas. But it's obviously affecting businesses here because it's so quiet here. And if I compare Tipperary Town to Clonmel, where I was yesterday, it's like chalk and cheese. It's really, really quiet here. Clonmel was quite busy yesterday. But Tipperary Town, slightly different. The footpaths are fine here. In Clonmel yesterday, the footpaths were like an ice rink and people were actually complaining about the council not gridding the footpaths yesterday morning.
Now, Barry, a lot of homes and businesses and farms were without power or water since Sunday in County Tipperary. What's the situation now?
Some good news on that front, Pat. Everybody has now, all farms, all homes, all businesses have now got electricity back in County Tipperary. And that's one thing I've noticed when I arrived in Tipperary Town last night. Lots of ESB network vans around this area. They've also been working around the clock. And there was a number of ESB workers staying in the same hotel as me. And I noticed that they were away again at 5 o'clock this morning. So they're working around the clock. But yeah, all power restored in Tipperary. There's still around over 1,000 homes without water. Irish Water says they will give an update later this morning, but it's just kind of south of Clonmel. There's still over 1,000 homes without water, but hopefully that'll be restored soon. I don't think there's going to be any more status orange warnings, and hopefully a thaw will come in the next few days.
Irish Water are
saying they're kind of just fed up about it.
Yeah, Irish Water told us yesterday, you know, that just because it's thawing doesn't mean that the risk of leaks diminishes. In fact, the risk may increase as the thaw sets in and pipes may be fractured. Anyway, Barry, thanks for joining us from Tipperary Town. We go to the middle of the country now. Josh Crosby is in Athlone. Josh, what are conditions like there?
Oh, it is bitter, bitter cold, Pat. I have the hat and gloves on and they are needed. So here in the Midlands, temperatures dropped to -7.5 throughout the night in Mullingar. And you can see the effect this is having on the day-to-day business of the town here in Athlone. Things are moving, but they're moving slowly, Pat. The main roads do seem okay, but I suppose it's that fear of ice and black ice that is turning people away from coming in. Westmeath County Council told me it has gritted over 560 kilometres of roads and some certain footpaths here in Athlone where I am and in Mullingar. But I've been around this morning meeting with people who have to get out and keep the show on the road. First, we'll hear from Westmeath County Council road sweeper Andy, and there's also Gillian and Fazar who have to drive for work.
Hard, but we'll get by.
But has it been hard now to get around, or have there been some tricky spots?
There's tricky spots, but it's not too bad in this area now. They had it a lot worse in areas outside Athlone, you know.
And have you been out gritting yourself?
Yeah. Most of the lads are out gritting all the time, you know. It'll be done during the night rather than now.
A big team effort?
Always a team effort, yeah.
You're out collecting bins?
Yes, collecting glass.
Collecting glass?
Yes.
And how far? Are you travelling all around the county or just at Long?
All over. We started in Galway and then we've got all the way around the county. Yeah, today we're doing Athlone, Ballinslow, Roscommon.
And what's it been like covering such area of ground?
Some of the areas are much better than others. Yesterday we were out in County Mayo. That was very cold and the roads are very bad, in this, you know, the smaller roads and that.
And there's some areas you can't get into, you can't access?
We've managed to get through all of them.
There goes the glass.
There goes the glass. we've managed to get through all of them. Obviously, we just got to select the roads we choose, you know, that are convenient for us.
And you want good gloves on when you're touching those wheelie bins, because I can imagine they can be crisp, crisp cold.
Very, very cold, yes. We've got to break the ice off the lids first before we can even send them up, because they you know, they're iced solid closed.
Some of them are frozen shut. They won't open.
Yeah. And all the glass inside is also all frozen inside.
So you said you're a taxi driver here in Athlone?
I'm driving in Athlone, yeah. But the thing is, the main roads are okay, but the side roads and the streets, that these are very bad, you know. It's kind of a very slippery. And some of the side roads, there is no salt at all, not salt spreading at all, you know. So it's kind of very dangerous, I would say.
And I'm sure you're probably busy because people maybe are not able to drive themselves, and maybe older people. It's a busy time for you.
I would say, yeah, everybody is looking for a taxi. Most of it, I would say.
And there are some of the people who have to be out and about in Athlone. Now, Josh, many services or businesses actually closed for the day?
Well, look, Pat, a lot of them are playing it by ear. Likewise to the schools, they want to wait to see if there's any point or if it's safe to do so. A lot of the shutters are still down. Some publicans, look, they've decided to close up for the month of January anyway. But look, footfall is very low as I look out now. Like, I'm standing just near the banks of the River Shannon. And I suppose the only way I can describe it is, look, it's a crisp, calm, it's like mirror or a glass. And that sense of calmness has in a way drifted out throughout the town to set the mood for the day. More people are opting to work from home, and then other businesses are having to retreat back to what they did in COVID and move certain services online. One of these is the Athlone Family Resource Centre. So I popped down to them and I met with the manager, Dolores Quirar, who explained the impact that these conditions are having on delivering their services.
The family resource centres and many other community services, we all had to learn very quickly how to adapt during COVID and how to be able to work remotely and to be able to provide services during that time. So I suppose it's just been almost reactivating those type of policies and procedures again.
But you thought you saw the back of them.
Yeah, for sure. So, look, we've gone remote. We are providing our therapeutic services are being done through Zoom. They're being done through telephone calls if people want to do it like that. You know, the essential services are still definitely operating. Some of our other services, the likes of our youth work services that normally people would travel into in the evening times, they've been suspended just in the interest of safety. But look, they'll be back up and moving by next week again. So there has been a little bit of service disruption, but the essential services, you know, the therapeutic supports have continued to run anyway. The physical drop-in has kind of come to a standstill. Now, having said that, staff are still available, obviously, on their phones. We're available through email. You know, if people needed to come in an emergency to be able to see somebody, we can definitely arrange that.
And then other colleagues maybe working in community projects, we say maybe Meals on Wheels or people looking after the older people in the community. Like, it can be an isolating time as well.
It can be exceedingly isolating for people. I'm sure, you know, for the likes of Meals on Wheels, they're, again, essential services, they have to be on the road. They're obviously, people are relying on those type of services, so they're doing a great job, I'm sure, in Trojan work to make sure that people get the services that they need during this time as well.
It's all hands on deck. Everyone pulls together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's Dolores Quirar from the Athlone Family Resource Centre. Now, Josh, weather events like this can impact everybody, but in many different ways. Did you meet anyone who finds the whole thing particularly challenging?
Well, of course. Look, some people have said this has been blowing out of proportion. We heard it there, the mixed reaction in the text you read out. But look, for others, Pat, then, it's been an awful few days. No power, no water, snowed in. And then the isolation that comes with that. Some people have been urged to stay indoors. And then for people with disabilities, some of the services they use have been curtailed. And there are greater risks. I actually met with Clare Senator Martin Conway here in Athlone. He's on the Shannon campaign trail, and many will know Senator Conway is the first visually impaired member of the Oireachtas. So it was interesting to hear from him about how this affects people differently. I started off by asking Senator Conway what it's like back home in Clare.
Thankfully, it's not a major issue in Clare at the moment, but I suspect during the course of today, where we're told the temperatures are going to be very, very low, that could change. So it's an evolving situation.
And Senator, you're visually impaired yourself.
Indeed I am, yeah.
We're in the Midlands, not in your hometown. You're out on the Canvas campaign trail. What's it like trying to get around, or what challenges can be posed from conditions like this?
Yeah, well, people with disabilities, people who are visually impaired, getting around is extremely challenging. It's challenging on a normal day, but when there's icy footpaths, it's extremely challenging. So I would encourage anybody who is aware of a blind or visually impaired neighbour, or indeed a neighbour with a disability of any kind, to check in on them and see if they do need to get bread and milk and other supplies, because, you know, it's not easy. And, like, the best of people with full vision can slip. Somebody who is visually impaired can slip three times as fast. What I would say to fully sighted people who are able to drive, just keep an eye on your visually impaired neighbours.
You'd be looking forward to the thaw now towards the end of the week so you can get back out knocking on doors?
Absolutely. We're staying here in Athlone because we considered it too dangerous to go home, and we will be on the road again later today, engaging and calling to councillors. But you have to do it in a safe manner, and you have to respect the weather warnings, and that's what I've done. But hopefully, as the thaw comes, it'll be full on again.
Senator Martin Conway on the campaign trail, the first visually impaired member of the Oireachtas, speaking there to our reporter Josh Crosby. Finally, we go to Kildare, where Stephanie Roan is. Morning, Stephanie.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
How are things in Kildare?
Well, look, the fog is lifting here in Kildare, and I do feel things are a lot better. I've been driving from Naas, then out to Salins, and now I'm here in Athgarvan in the Kildare Wicklow SPCA, which is a dog and cat shelter. And the roads have been grand once I've been slow. Now, the footpaths are a completely different story. But I definitely felt okay on the roads. And actually, as the fog is lifting, it's very beautiful out there. There's ice on the trees. But look, it's still quite grey and cold out. And we were all just kind of really hoping to get to 11 and we'd be done with it. And so, like, look, just definitely a bit disappointed that there's going to be another orange alert for Kildare this evening. With temperatures, they were -5, -6 last night. Now, a small number of schools, about 10 or so, they're shut again in Kildare for a fourth day, mainly in the south of the county, while others aren't opening until around 11 when the orange warning is over. And then with regard to bin collections, we've been told they mightn't be collected today. It's a big day for collections here in Kildare, but they mightn't be got because of the weather. Now, we've a few animal welfare issues also here in the county. Kildare Gardaí were saying they've had to remove some horses from a property because of welfare concerns. They'd been left out in the severe cold with no shelter, so they've been put in the care of a subcontractor. And I don't know if you can hear, I'm actually in a dog shelter in Kildare and West Wicklow SPCA with dogs all around me. And look, they've been doing everything they can to keep the animals warm in this cold weather. And they've even been placing the animals under heat lamps to keep them warm. So you're going to hear now from the chair of Kildare Wicklow SPCA, John Kay.
Yeah, it's very icy. So just watch where you're walking. Come in this way. This is a fairly prolonged cold spell. Hopefully by the weekend I believe we're going to go back up to 15 degrees, which would be a remarkable turnaround. But for us here this week, it has been very challenging. We've had heat lamps in with all the dogs, and we're making sure that they're warm at all times. Some of the dogs don't particularly like to go for a walk in this weather, so we don't force them, we just give them a short walk. And all the dogs love being out in the cold. But the main thing is, from an animal welfare point of view, to make sure that they're kept warm. So we have raised their beds up off the ground. We have extra blankets. And the heat lamps are brilliant because they just deliver a low heat through the night and the dogs are comfortable.
And do you have many dogs after Christmas? You know the way they say people give animals and they shouldn't over Christmas?
We did have a few cases, yeah, which one or two which were pretty obvious that somebody had been given a gift and it just wasn't the right thing. And we always say this, as do all the other animal shelters right around the country and the ISPCA and the DSPCA, we always say, think carefully about taking a dog or adopting a dog, particularly a puppy. Give it lots of thought. It's not something you should rush into. And some people do rush into it and then find out weeks later it was a mistake.
Have you been getting more calls because of the cold weather?
I'd say we're probably getting a few calls on our helpline as to advice. And you know, there are things like dogs can react badly to salt. There's a lot of salt on the pathways. Stuff that you know, for clearing your windscreen can also have an impact. And there is advice that you should really be dampening down dogs' paws after a walk, just to make sure that they don't get any reaction from what's on the ground.
I didn't know that. What kind of reaction?
Well, if you're using antifreeze, obviously it's going to have a negative reaction, you know.
And that was John Kane from the Kildare Wicklow SPCA, finishing that report from Stephanie Roan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.